Nearly 5 years after its initial release, ACC has reached its peak usership as the release of the Nordschleife has brought new life into what was already a thriving sim. With the 24 Hours of Nürburgring in several events coming up this weekend, we'll be discussing the new addition to the game and everything that could come from it as well, along with many other news stories as well, covering a lot of the different sims and some hardware being released by Fanatec as well. Welcome to the Late Apex. I am Sam Fitzpatrick. I have alongside me David Sampson, and David, we'll get straight into it. ACC Nords released on the 1st of April, mm-hmm. and it's gone down very well by everyone. I believe you've had a chance to try it out yourself.
Of course. I was there the second it dropped with my credit card ready, downloaded it.
€12.99.
Yeah, I think it was, for me, $9.99, I think.
Oh, it's £9.99.
UK
pounds,
Queen Pounds, King sure. Pounds.
King Pounds, yeah.
King Pounds, that doesn't... British Pounds. I liked it. Obviously, I had to get used to driving the cars, so I just focused on the track more, but impressed me. It was a little bumpy. I don't know if that's just an ACC thing again. I'm more used to what I'm used to. The track scan's gorgeous. I'm just going to focus on the track, not my likes or dislikes. No point me rehashing the things I liked and didn't like about just ACC in general. But at night, the thing was amazing. I did a lap at night time, a race rather. And all the campgrounds are lit. There's flashing lights. You have laser lights in the sky. It was a sight to behold. All right, we're going to play you a trailer. Yeah, the graphics are amazing. Like, I'm not in love with the shadows in this game, but that's just the game, nothing to do with the track.
And, of course, this will be enabled with dark.
Look at the lights. Like, honestly, the lighting.
Yeah, the shadows.
Yeah,
and of course, with rain as well, it will be there. Albeit it's not a great rain model. But yeah, there it is. And it's really cool to see. And everyone on ACC is super excited about this. It's an addition that a lot of people never thought would come.
No.
But obviously, it's such a massive part of GT3 racing. And of course, the other cars as well that ACC now supports with GT4 and Porsche Cup that... It was highly demanded, and it's now here.
Yeah, I mean, look at the light. Honestly, the lighting blow you away. Obviously, in the daytime, it's more normal than we used to, but I can re-emphasize the night is awe-inspiring. You don't mind dropping a couple of tents to make sure you get to eyeball around a little bit. But yeah, it was a good scan. Everything was where I expected it to be. Can't say I've been around it in a... proper
no.
car. So it's
Wait,
just
is that something that you'd like to do?
Yes, definitely.
I think I'd like
list.
To do it, but only if I could actually push it. I wouldn't want to just drive around it. I'd actually want to have something as inexpensive enough that I would be willing to crash it.
Somewhere in between would be nice for me.
Okay. Would you like to go out with someone like who drives you around, like be a passenger?
No, okay. I'm not. Every IRL driver I speak to. They're just as scared as being a passenger as we are. It's just not an experience. I mean, I've gone round Road Atlanta as a passenger. Again, you're just bricking it.
Sure.
Because everything feels wrong. Everything feels late. No, I'd like to do a lap, but I would like to do a comfortable lap. I'm not yeeting over curbs and no.
Let's not push it too hard, guys, here. I know it's a racetrack, but you know, let's calm down a bit. This of course meant that there were some absolutely massive numbers on ACC, and there you can see they managed to reach 12,000 users. This is just, of course, on Steam, which is where 95% of ACC users are on, because it's very rarely used on console. But yeah, that's impressive. Considering that when it first launched, and you're talking less than 5,000, how it's been able to grow, mainly since LFM, has been really impressive.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, let's give a quick shout out to AC. It's been pretty much growing since the dawn of time. But I noticed that it's growing in line with ACC. As ACC picks up, it also picked up to assert its dominance. R-Factor 2 slowly but steadily at the bottom there. And LFM looks like a cliff edge on this zoomed out approach. But no, yeah, like we said, peak numbers from ACC. Everyone was excited to see the Nordschleife. Makes a great racing. And then we're also getting the introduction of multi-class events a lot more now, it seems. Like, five classes and all this, like, big grids. Like, I don't think we've got it covered, but I saw a 110 car race around ACC. Did you know it's possible?
What, you actually saw it in
I saw action? It on stream, and I saw this. Jardier has done a video watching them all pass.
Yeah.
And literally on Twitter, you only see iRacers replying, not jealous at all.
Yeah.
110.
iRacing has had 60 car limit for
never
like
used
10 years.
But this is what iRacers say, me as well, 60. When do we ever get 60? When's it more than 42 or 50 on a special event?
Well, it's 55 in special events, right? Because otherwise the broadcast
55,
won't work.
But the way it splits, you never quite get 55.
Well, yeah, you need lots of splits in order to get 55, yeah.
But, you know, you never see 60.
But yeah, Nords is the one race where you need more than 60.
Come on, yeah. Because you want 70, 80.
You need 120, like the real life thing.
Oh.
Like that, in real life, it's like 130, isn't it? Feel free to correct me in chat.
I'm not sure.
But yeah, like it's absolutely huge. So yeah, there's a couple of events going on. One is organized by 505 Games. I think that's it. Yeah, in collaboration with LFM and ACC. This is like an invite only event, but I think it's only
or pay driver. Sorry, I mean Patreon
or Patreon. Yeah.
Hello to everyone chat, by the way. Your favorite stream apart from Samsung? Yeah, I was actually 1 minute before the stream.
Do you want to show you this?
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. Oh, gosh. I was showing Sam the video 30 seconds before we went live. Hey, Thomas. Hey, everyone.
Nick Horn saying in chat how he's driven the Nords before in an MX-5 and the sim doesn't capture the elevation. I think that's absolutely right. I think that's often the thing which nothing virtual ever captures the elevation of any of these tracks.
For sure. Yeah, so the track
or the
just,
speed, obviously, like just the sense of speed.
The track just seemed bumpy coming from iRacing. I don't know if it's more accurate or less. Like when I drove Monza in Rennsport and I'm bouncing on the ground like, no, this is wrong because I'm thinking iRacing. But when I spoke to two drivers that have been around Monza and I asked them, they were like, yeah, Monza's hella bumpy.
Is that because of the actual track or is that because of the suspension on the cars?
Sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know what IRL drivers know and what they say. Like when you get conflicting IRL driver, I mean, I'm not going to go into that, but yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I did a couple of races. I say I'm not the biggest ACC user, but I felt well at home and I was having fun. I remember saying, and I quote, I'm having a lot more fun than I thought I had. I stayed a lot longer than I wanted to. I'll be back. I really enjoyed it. If there's a Nord race going online, I'm going to do that. But yeah, peak numbers, cheap price. Could this be the end of the cycle now? GT2s was a stretch. I mean,
hey, what you think that they're not going to add anything more?
I'm just trying to think what they could.
Well, apart they from, just need to build the online bigger and bigger, more special events.
A special event. They haven't done anything. Like LFM.
Well, yeah, LFM.
Them numbers
them,
are
yeah.
LFM.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, you think of the potential when it comes to doing like a real life style of the Fanatec GT World Challenge. Like it's just asking to be done with, you know, splits and whatever.
The problem is if they introduce their matchmaking system, it takes a while for the numbers to get right, you know. Like whereas LFM already have that now. They have their pro series.
Well, then they should buy LFM, shouldn't they? They should collaborate more, which is obviously what they've partially done with this. But I don't know. I don't know how much collaboration there really is. I think maybe they've given it a seal of approval, but I think LFM have done most of the work.
Yeah.
There's also the Nord Life for 24 Hours hosted by Odyssey Racing League. I think that's going to have about 80 or 90 teams taking part in BMW M2 class. I think 6 teams in that. GT4, Porsche Cup, the vast majority are in GT3, 62 teams in GT3. And then also GT2 as well has 7 teams. So going to be a bit empty in all the classes but GT3, but hopefully everyone has fun in that nonetheless.
Yep.
So I think we'll stick with Assetto Corsa news, and we've got news of Assetto Corsa 2, or at least it was known as Assetto Corsa 2 until now, because there has been a teaser trailer which gives away absolutely nothing. Probably took them about 20 minutes to put together. But it reveals the name, and rather than Assetto Corsa 2, it's going to be called Assetto Corsa Evo. Do you like the name?
I do, and do you want to know a funny bit of marketing that they pulled off that I don't think you knew? Do you know how people found this website?
What website, say?
This link at first. How this link was first discovered.
Have a guess.
It's tied into a recent release.
Was it like on a banner at Nordschleife?
Yes, a QR code.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you pull over, scan the code, up pops the link.
Smart.
Yes.
It's got a lot of views, actually. It's got 142,000 views in 3 days. Which, considering that it has absolutely nothing in it, is quite impressive.
I took a optimistic view of this rename, and Sam was like, "Meh." I was thinking this name signifies them taking on not just... Because they've got this left and right of their sim racing divisions. The casuals and the tryhards. I think that's a good way of putting it, actually. Casuals and the tryhards.
Which one are you? Tryhard.
Tryhard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got AC and ACC. I think this is their statement. Honestly. I think Assetto Corsa Evo Evolved is them saying, okay, this is not AC2 and this is not an ACC continuation of the license. This is AC Evolved, i.e., if you want to drive a golf cart around a shopping mall for fun with your friends online...
Haven't they already said that they're not doing mods?
I don't... The rename might be a restatement. I don't know. I'm hoping... Let's say, no proof of what I'm saying. I'm hoping it's across them both, and this is going to be... Yeah, I'm hoping. It's a stretch.
Yeah, so I disagree. In my opinion, Evo, and I think Nick Horner said this in chat... it's often used as a revision of rave cars. Feel like, was it the Audi R8 Evo?
The Mitsubishi as well. Mitsubishi Evo.
Evo, yeah. Evo, in my mind, is just a buzzword. And it's like, well, it's not the first time that we've done it. So I guess it's Evo. And they probably had 5 buzzwords that they could use and they decided to go for Evo.
I think it means nothing. A good point that backs up your point is that... The general mass do think of ACC as AC2.
Yeah.
The people who don't know that it's a sidestep, they're like, I used to play AC, now I play ACC, because that's the new game.
But then, you're right. It's going to be weird, because we're going to have like 3 popular Assetto Corsa games, because AC is going to be still popular,
100%.
Especially if my theory is correct, that they're not going to support mods on AC Evo, and then obviously ACC is still going to be the simulation one and still the one that LFM at least is most integrated with in the first place. So we might have like 3 of them all getting 10,000 users. But of course, that's the concern, that maybe AC Evo will come out and people will be like, yeah, we don't need it. ACC is better than it's ever been.
Yeah,
it's great for us, a simulation, and AC is...
And obviously...
got the most fun elements of it.
One thing we spoke about off stream, which we're breaking a rule because we never talk about this stuff before the stream because then we run out of banter. Ace. It's called Ace.
It's called Ace.
AC, ACC, bad names. Ace.
Ace.
Faster, better looking, rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Are you playing Ace tonight? That's good.
Yeah.
Unless...
Really, really good.
Unless we have to add the word LFM again.
Yeah.
Are you playing Ace LFM? Yeah, that's terrible. So they cannot rely on LFM for the numbers again.
Sure.
Because if it's not doing modding and it half-asses like ACC, let's face it, ACC is huge and popular right now because of LFM. Yep. What on earth would you be doing on ACC last week if... Like, they've released an Nordschleife. Okay, cool.
I'll drive it for an hour.
An hour, and now I've beat the AIs on 110%. What do I do? Oh, I'll join an open lobby. I'm dead in T1. I'll join an open lobby. I'm dead in T2. I'm bored now.
Yeah.
LFM... If they're not doing modding and they don't take on LFM, what is this game for?
Yeah, it is difficult. Confirmed for 2024. It was originally meant to be 2024 summer, but then they said that it's going to be delayed. Didn't explicitly state whether it would be delayed to 2025, but in that announcement trailer, they did say it was going to be released in 2024, but expect it near the end of the year. And it's still a very decent possibility it'll be 2025 release. But yeah, maybe a vote of confidence that they will get it out before the end of the year. Yep. I think that covers Assetto Corsa news. So we'll move on. And there's so many like evenly matched news stories, so it's difficult to have an order. But let's go with Motorsport Games next up.
Shocker.
They released a full year report when it comes to their finances.
And or lack of.
So this is like the main page. Obviously, they're not going to be too downhearted about it, but they boast about making savings by... expense reductions under the previously announced 2022 restructuring program has yielded savings of $6.7 million as the end of 2023 by closing Motorsport Games Australia and also releasing Le Mans Ultimate to early access. And they say that it's had positive community reception and initial sales above internal forecasted levels. I'm not going to go through all this because there was a better article from Box This Lap which summarized it a little bit better. But yeah, as of April the 1st, 2024, the company's cash and cash equivalents have decreased to 1.3 million. Based on this cash and cash equivalents, the company's average cash burn, the company does not believe it has sufficient cash on hand to fund its operation for the remainder of 2024 and that additional funding will be required in order to continue operations. In order to address its liquidity shortfall, the company is actively exploring several options, including but not limited to additional funding in the form of potential equity and or debt financing arrangements or similar transactions, other strategic alternatives for its business, including but not limited to the sale or licensing of the company's assets in addition to its recent sale of NASCAR license, and three, further cost reduction and restructuring initiatives. So basically they want to get more investors. They might sell some of more of their assets when it comes to licenses, and they might sell and they might fire some people as well, so they don't have to pay as many wages. So pretty damning.
Yeah, looks like all they have is Le Mans Ultimate and the virtual Le Mans series and the WEC license. They're the focuses, I think.
Well, yeah, they even say that yeah, everything else wasn't working, so they put all their effort into Le Mans Ultimate, making sure it delivers.
Yeah, I think for an early access game, I mean, there were a hefty amount of bugs, but they took them on the nose, started patching them two times a week, engaged with the community on Discord and Twitter. I've been really impressed. The numbers, I mean, we can share the report. This is our Factor 2 versus LMU, LMU being green. And by LMU, I mean Le Mans Ultimate. Yeah. I don't really need to describe that.
Yeah, it's died quite a bit. It initially was over 4K and it was pretty stable for the first week, but since iRacing Rain, I think, it's decreased quite a bit. And obviously, just updates when it comes to iRacing and ACC, which in reality are LMU's main rivals, have quashed their participation. And maybe people getting a bit bored as well of the game as time goes by. 55,000 people have bought the game, which I was surprised how high that is. I think people need to remember that on iRacing, there's been just over 1 million users in its like 17-year history. So to get 55,000 in a month is quite a lot.
In early access.
In early access. So, and of course, you have to pay a decent amount. Like, it's over £20. So it's a proper commitment for people. It's not like Racing, for example.
Yeah.
So I thought that was quite impressive. But yeah, it has died down quite a bit.
They need to finish the full release, include next year's, well, the next 2024 tracks, 2024 cars, give them for free. Give them for free. Full access release. And then they need to get on the announcements of the other subject we're going to be talking about, and that's the Virtual Le Mans series. They need to focus on those two factors, and then let's see what they can do. They've got an uphill climb, but they come out swinging. Those numbers they started posting were ACC-ish kind of numbers. But yeah, we'll see. I don't think it's too late, Glim. It is early access. And I say, this isn't like... iRacing's approach. They are being super engaging. If you go into their Discord and have a problem, they reply. And then you might see your description to a problem in the next patch on that Friday. Mm.
I was just laughing at Glyn BT's comment. The BAM is closer. I've also got my phone here. But that is, yeah, you can see the phone is behind the BAM. That's a good... I mean, this is tough. What's in front, the phone or the BAM?
I can't see the phone, mate.
Yeah, well, that's why it's tough.
Oh.
It's a demanding game.
I can tell them.
Well, I think that ruins the game, doesn't it?
Oh, it does ruin the game a little bit, yeah.
If you tell them. Well, you could tell them, but you're not necessarily telling the truth. That's fun. We've got a new game. What's ahead, David, the phone or the BAM?
The BAM.
The Bam. Okay, so do you believe David or do you think David's lying? The good thing is that the audio listeners can actually participate in this as well.
Correct.
Because it's based on you. Obviously, they can't see the facial cues of, you know, David is twitching all over the place right now. But see if he is lying.
But no, I think Le Mans Ultimate, they do need to deliver a bit more and say, give us the 2024 tracks. They need to start focusing on the GT3s, which I do think are a way off. And keep this engagement level of patch updates and bug fixes and deliver the full release soon. I think they have a shot. Not saying they're shot at iRacing. I think they can carry ACC-ish weight. Well,
I mean, you see ACC is reached its peak after 5 years. I mean, maybe it would be the same with LMU, right? Like, it might be a real slow grind, so it increasing numbers.
They have a brilliant license, and they know...
They might be the most valuable behind F1, yeah?
Yeah, they have a brilliant license. So, again, I'm rooting for them. Do I wish a company would come in, buy our motorsport games and rename the company so we don't have to talk about them in this negative but positive hoping way? Yes, of course I do. Love a fresh coat of paint. I'd love this company to be gone. Do you know what? I'd like a company to come in called blah, blah, blah Investment Capital, right? Doesn't matter their name. And guess what the studio's called? 397.
397, yeah.
We all love Studio 397. Yep. And then shut off Factor 2 or integrate the features. Like, they're doing an AC. Like, they're competing with themselves.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with that, because I think, like, if you want to drive wet cars, you drive on LMU. If you don't want to drive wet cars, you don't drive on LMU.
True.
Whereas I think when it comes to GT3s, it's a bit messy right
now. True. They're not competing with each other. We compared them. They're not competing with each other. Yeah. It's just stupid of me to say.
It's all right. I mean, we are a reliable news source. let's continue then with Le Mans Ultimate. Virtual Le Mans has had a bit of a teaser statement.
Who? What? What am I missing? Sorry, have you seen the guesses in chat?
Hey. So Thomas Hansen isn't believing David, but someone was believing David. I can reveal that David was lying. The phone is actually closer. Obviously, you can't see that, but it is genuinely closer than the van.
It is a lot closer, sorry.
Yeah. David was lying. So Le Mans Ultimate, there's been some hints about virtual Le Mans. Some more details are going to be announced during June, which I imagine I've always had it in my mind, and it's just...
Same.
Like, it's going to be the full release during Le Mans 24.
Yeah. Right?
So...
Because that gives them the stage.
Yeah. It's so obvious.
Yeah, and that could be huge numbers.
Yes, that really could. And, you know, Eurosport, they get £5 per advert because, let's face it, no one's watching it. And so they can easily fill every advert with Le Mans Ultimate.
You're going to see the IRL drivers go around the corner, then they're going to simulate that and be like... Boom, you know, you can become a driver, compete in the wet, compete in the dry, I can see the advert in my head.
Competes, lots of competes.
Oh, it's going to be. They'll probably have rigs there at the event in a small studio, and I think it's going to be big for them. I think in not this financial report, the one before, they were talking about this asset value of the exposure they can give their own game with their license from the IRO event. Mm. I think it's going to be huge.
They should have before the Grand National, because obviously I'm a huge fan of horse racing, as everyone knows, they do like a virtual Grand National where they have the best horses from like 40 years ago, and they have like a CGI thing. Should have that for Le Mans. Basically, what I'm saying is they should have a virtual Le Mans before the actual Le Mans. Be really good.
I think fast forward 5 years, 10 years, and you'll probably have the IRL before the virtual, one people actually watch.
Yeah.
Honestly, no pay drivers where there might be, because I suppose you've got a team, only three drivers to pay one game. Yeah, this pay driver issue is always going to be a problem, isn't it?
Yeah. Bit of controversial language. So you previously had to pay a lot of money. Like, the entry fee for Le Mans, virtual Le Mans, was like £1,500 for the season. That's a lot of money. There's no esports competition that I'm aware of which has that level of entry fee. So it was a lot of money, and it was only esports teams. However, they came out with this statement from Hood. So I'm not sure what his first name is. But he said, "For us, This is not about throwing prize money out there to attract the top 1% of professional esports drivers. Really, that's yesterday needs. What we care about is the 99% of the player base. People who aren't necessarily trying to be the fastest, but want to be part of the community. Want to imagine the fantasy of being a racing driver. Want to contribute to something and want to have fun and entertainment online. That's very different from what people had typically done in racing esports previously, and we think we're in a great place to harness that this year.
And as you've put it, a correct statement, a reverse Rensport.
Yeah, reverse Rensport, that's what I put in the notes, because Rensport has got a lot of hate for endorsing the esports side, and they've done the opposite by saying, no, it's not about esports, it's about you, the community, we're doing it for you guys.
Now, obviously, I'm involved with a lot of the community side, so I get to see the response to this. It's amazing how this open message offended so many people, because they did. They offended 1%, the loudest of us.
The ones who have an audience.
The ones who have an audience, correct. Nobody knows who these 99% are.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. So, yeah, I mean, Jardier, for one, was very unhappy on Twitter. Basically, his point was, why say that? Why all that crap about the... Why not just say, we are passionate about all sim racers at all levels, not just putting on prize events. Why have a dig at them?
Mm.
So anyway, the ones with Twitter accounts and YouTube accounts and Twitch accounts aren't happy, obviously. I'm not saying they were offensive, but...
It's a bit tricky as well, because I think esports teams are probably going to do it anyway, aren't they? Like, they're going to be at the front anyway. They're going to be in top split. And the
guess
thing is, Le Mans Ultimate was so big. Virtual Le Mans was so big because they had the esports teams and they had the real life drivers. Like, it wasn't about the 99%. It was all about attracting these big names to race in this event.
Ironically, it wasn't even about the 1%. It was about the Max
0.1%.
Verstappen.
Yeah.
It was about Max Verstappen. I'm sorry, these other drivers, no offense, everyone downstairs.
Yeah.
It was about
Verstappen,
Max.
All the other... At one point, they had the F1, the F2, and the F3 champion racing.
That was a huge event. Obviously, it went terribly. But let's not forget the scale and scope and reach.
Still the biggest event.
Yes.
Of the year, no doubt about it.
But anyway, it's a big statement. So, yeah, I read this message and started putting together a 24 team. Yeah, I know it's probably going to be a long, long time away, but I want to start prepping and organising. That's what I do. I like the organising side. It's exciting.
Am I going to...
Did you not check your DMs?
Am I in?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Sweet, nice. Thanks for that.
A spotter, yeah?
Well, no, when I'm not driving, I'll be...
Okay.
Because I'll be driving, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but, yeah.
100%. You must have got into DM spam, mate.
Yeah. Well, that's where, yeah.
That's where you were.
I look forward to it.
Excellent.
So, of course, that will be... More details will be released in June. So hopefully they'll have the whole system sorted out. We're talking multiple splits. We're talking multi-class. So they need to work hard now to get the GT3s out, to get the online system better. They need to get the bugs out of the way. And they've got 2 months to do it.
Question. This statement they put out, they are going to have the top split esport race, and aren't they going to broadcast it and throw money at it and commentators?
Oh, yeah, because it was successful. So it'd be crazy to change it, yeah.
But aren't one or two esport teams going to reply, wait, wasn't this aimed at us? Like,
yeah, oh, yeah, this series is for the esports people, yeah. So it is quite counterintuitive. But then saying that, the esports team is still going to sign up. Jardier is still going to do it.
Of course.
So they can sort of... both sides will annoy each other and they'll be like, it's mutually beneficial. We'll do the series.
Yeah.
So, look forward to seeing what they do. Moving on to WRC. Not a big patch this, so we'll just go over it quickly. Here's the EA Sports site. New content. Added 10 Rally Pass Season 4 cosmetic items. Some more cosmetic items. They added an esports tab in main menu, which will go live when the competition is ready to begin. And they've also fixed some stuff. So, a little update there for WRC.
One tidbit. tidbit, anything, is in this patch notes. It's a very exciting little thing that's huge.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. That's actually the thing that people are talking about, and I missed that.
The VR. Mm. Now, not because I care about rallies getting VR. What I care is that Unreal Engine has the ability for VR. Yeah. And that I'm sure that means triple screens. Easy. Like native triple screens. Because I don't think one can work without the other. The understanding of how... So that means RenSport. That means... ACC sort. Oh, no, ACC is fine. Yeah. What does ACC run on? I'm confused now.
Is it the developers are Kunzo? No, they don't use Unreal.
I thought it was. Maybe it was the older version of Unreal. Oh, anyway, I'm getting myself confused. But it's good for the engine, is what I'm saying, because I think they use the most modern one. ACC is Unreal.
So yeah, WRC. Oh, is it?
What version of Unreal?
Because we're now on 5, right? So maybe it must have been 4, because 5 has only released fairly recently.
Yeah, 4. Okay. So I know 5 has been hashtag soon for triples and VR support. So, I mean, hopefully this is good.
Yes. By the way, you can't actually use VR yet on WRC, but like they're a step closer. So they're saying by the end of the month, you might be able to use VR on WRC. Which I know is it really so, because obviously, you know, I surround myself with esports people and, you know, it's all about ultra wides and triples. But I personally forget just how popular VR is. And honestly, on RenSport, if you look through the comments, VR is like the number one thing that people want. So yeah, it's a big deal. iRacing, we're covering all the sims tonight.
Yeah.
iRacing patch deployed. Quite a big download this. It was like 1.5 gigs. I was surprised. But it's something that... you've put a lot of thought into, David, on this show.
I've gone over it like a conspiracy.
I can never follow your logic, but it's all irrelevant now because they've added the Ford and the Macca terrain. So wet Spa 24 later in the year. And wet
BRS
spin series.
Next week, Monza. They cranked the dial. 100% chance.
Making up for the previous rain.
Do you know what the funniest thing? I posted in my Discord. I'm not naming any names, but it's always funny when I say 100% rain. They're like, so does that mean that guarantees rain? I'm like, 100%, yes. 100%. Like, not 99, like, you are going to get 1 in 100, rain.
There's a chance.
It's 100% chance of rain. It does mean you might only get a little bit of rain or when you get the rain, but it will rain.
Mm.
It has to. Otherwise, the system's broken.
Surely it could rain for like 1 minute at the start of the session, right? And then stop raining?
I suppose. It better not.
No.
You know, I like to overconfuse subjects. How about the percent? We never think about it. Percent is made up of 101 numbers.
Oh, what?
Because of zero. You always say 0 to 100, don't you?
Yeah.
Is 0 a percent? Because if you're allowed 100, which is guaranteed, surely you're allowed the opposite, which is there's no guarantee, 0.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but 0 to 100 is still only 100. The range is 100. There's 101 numbers, but if you went 1 and 2, there's 2 numbers there, but it's only 1 between them. 2 minus 1 is 1, but there's 2 numbers, 1 and 2.
Separate podcast.
I mean, that's the most pointless conversation anyone's ever had. Glyn, that's a bit harsh. Nick Horn saying 0 is not a number. That was a big thing. I think like a Roman said was like, 0 is a number. And then loads of technological advancements were made. They're like, we've figured out stuff now. Because we know that 0 is a number. But I'm not familiar with...
it has to be, because otherwise one less than something and one positive something is 2 apart.
Well, yeah, I don't really know what the big deal was, honestly. I don't know how they only figured that out like 2,500 years ago.
I'm looking forward to the chapter on this part of the podcast when Lee has to write mathematics.
Yeah, Greek mathematics. But yeah, they were really... I'll stop. I'll shut up.
Anyway...
So no Mustang, right? GT3.
Well, this isn't
added.
This isn't a good sign.
No,
because I know I have my conspiracy layers, but why now the rush for the Ford and the other cars before Spa 24 if they've added rain. Like, I know I get a bit layered.
Why would they add tyres to this if they know that the cars are going to be dropped in 8 weeks?
Bingo. So did they add them because the cars are taking longer than planned? I mean, we're reading way too much into this. Right, next subject. I was actually quite excited about this.
We look at a lot of rubbish rigs on this podcast, don't we? And I was almost going to look at another one today, but I thought, no, we've got a packed podcast. I'll leave it till next week. But CSL Fanatec have released their new CSL cockpit. And this is clean, is how I describe it. Really minimalist, but nice.
£399.
And euros and dollars as well.
Yeah.
Like, it might. Are you sure it's actually £399? Because I didn't see on this, it said £399. But I mean, if it is, then we're getting a bad deal in this country. But over in the US, you guys are absolutely in for a treat, really benefiting from this. But yeah, let's have a look at it. Today, this is an article, by the way, from Boxes Lab. And yeah, it's the release of the CSL cockpit. Ready for entry-level drivers, but just look how clean that is. Really not a whole lot to it, but very customizable. And yeah,
I've got the released in Fanatec December link. 23. I'll put the Fanatec link.
But yeah, it is quite a bit different to the Rennsport Cockpit V2, which has nothing to do with the racing sim Rennsport. But yeah, it's a more accessible option without compromising on performance or quality. And that's pretty much what it is. Hopefully you can see that all right. It is a black rig, but yeah, that's really all it is. But I mean, it looks, like I said, just really, really clean.
It's rated up to, that's the wrong link, sorry.
It supports load cell pedals, and it also supports, I believe, direct drive wheels as well.
Up to 25
newton meters of torque, which is all you need. Like, you're rarely going to find a wheel with more than 20 newton meters of force, let alone use it all.
Just trying to get a lot
of adjustability, so you can use it for GT and rallying seating positions, or even a karting stance. And yeah, it's cheap. And also, the shifter holder is only $40, which is a pretty good addition as well to the game, or to the rig. And there it is, €400, $400, the Aussies, $670.
I cannot, on their website, get it to go to, I've sent you the link, the Fanatec page, but I cannot get it into pounds.
Where did you send it to me?
On the document.
Ah.
Sorry, that's a bit...
No, you did the right thing.
Maybe it's just me, but I cannot get this damn thing into pounds.
While
you're looking
one?
For that, I'm the reason I'm excited for this is I go on this podcast every week about how we need to get console users into the try-hard zone. There you go. We had those zones earlier on. We need to get console players into sim racing, because no sim racing title that's released at the moment, LMU, iRacing, any of them, could withstand a Gran Turismo backed game that works on PlayStation and PC, for example, cross play. And if console users have the ability to run a proper DD, a 49 screen up close, have it portable in next to their deck, like what I'm saying is have this as their console playing machine instead of their whatever stuff. We just need to get console players on rigs like this to take sim racing to the next level, like a level never thought of before.
Got another one of these. Shall we do this as a group?
Sam's really into
this. This is a new test thing that they do. I didn't know this existed, but you got to click on the one that is created by humans. So which one? We got a fish. We got an elephant. We got another elephant. We got another elephant, and we got a horse. But we've also got a cookie. So unless you've got a secret underground lab where you're making some tusked large animals, I think it's your friend and mine, the cookie. But I think we get another one. Here we go. So we've got choice. It's fish again. Muffin, elephant, horse, We're going to go for the muffin.
Sam really wants to find a website where he can just play this game.
I just said try again.
You failed.
Do we not make muffins?
In chat, I use the GT Omega Art, which
what's
is the screen.
What's going on, David?
Yeah, but the problem is nobody knows who GT Omega is. That's what I mean. Console users only have Fanatec, I think. Afghanistan, you've put, by the way. I'm going to...
Yeah, but... Oh, okay, here we go.
I'll bring us back to camera so you don't pre-fill your address. Yeah, so Fanatec is the only company with that console reach, with a PlayStation license, with an Xbox license, with the marketing power to get console players to do what we need them to do.
It's not happy. I don't... Oh, no. Yeah, the address I put in didn't match with Afghanistan. So, yeah.
If it was after the UK price, why did you use Afghanistan? Why not use a real address?
I thought it would at some point say, oh, well, we can see by your browser that you're in the UK. So, but it didn't.
My Lord.
Do they not use pounds in Afghanistan?
I have no idea, but we do in the United of Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty much that's pretty much it, isn't it? Not really many other places which use the stuff.
Can I share my screen? I don't know if you've seen the Fanatec pictures. I don't know what pictures you were. I was finding this when you shared. So yeah, clean is an understatement. What the hell seat is that? Is that karting? Oh, okay, now that's cool.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. There you go. That's the picture I wanted to show you. Does it flex? I don't know. I would like to get this in. Because I think this with a PlayStation 5, Gran Turismo and all that, I mean, obviously iRacing, everything's fine, but this with a 49-inch screen, I think is a great concept. Anyway, I'm not the huge Fanatec fan, so if I'm getting excited about it, I'm just excited about the future of sim racing and that involves console players. We're nothing without them. We're getting by, but this 15,000, 17,000 ceiling that we get excited about when we're like raving about, like, oh my God, I mean... That's toilet water to console. Like consoles, if a game ever went down that low, they're just going to shut the online servers down. Mm. Can't afford this. And that's our ceiling. Like it's been proved over and again, whether by iRacing, ACC, when Nord's come out, over and over again. We're never hitting that quarter of a million in a day. Yeah. So it is what it is. But I would love to see, like say, AC Evo take... AC Evo. Did I, please don't say I called it that. Ace. It's not going to become AC Evo, is it?
Might do.
It might do.
I think it will do.
It already has.
You've done it. Well done.
AC Evo. Why make it... Oh, anyway, now it's the long... AC, ACC, AC Evo. Now it's even longer. Ace. Ace. We need to fix it. Ace. Because we know Assetto Corsa and those games have worked on consoles before. So if they can bring us... The LFM experience with their licenses, with their mods, with their creative online, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe that's what means evolved means. Perhaps they should buy Fanatec and LFM. Fanatec's going cheap from what I can hear.
Yeah, well, maybe what you call is selling half his shares. So,
yeah.
Wants to be rid of it. Last news.
AC Evo LFM. Oh, no. That's the one of the longest sim racing titles with the least amount of letters.
Oh, what?
My screen.
Hey. Okay. We should put, yes. Here is F1 sim racing. Come on, guys. F1 sim racing logo, and yet they've got F1 esports is still the title. Come on.
The problems don't start there.
They have end there, rather. Announced. Two LAN rounds. This seemingly might be the end of the season. I'm not quite sure or whether there'll be rounds after this, but we've got two rounds. One is event two and one is event three. Where are they? I'm not sure. We did have a decent look, but I'm not sure. But they are both LANs. Tiring days as well. 3 days for that event two. So they're doing two races a day. So like obviously qualifying and the race. They're doing that twice per day over the course of 3 days. Gonna be tough. That event number two. Of course, I've already done event number one, which was meant to be two events, but they only did one event. So you can see it's a proper Goliath LAN event as they try to make up for the rounds that they've missed for a long, long time. Yeah, that is what's happening there. I'm like, we might be blind. I'm genuinely not sure where the LAN is.
No, I haven't seen either. Not that I could be bothered.
I mean, we had a solid look for, you know,
for
a good 3 minutes.
Two. While eating pizza. While making jokes.
The problem is they keep on saying, oh, well, the season will start in Bahrain, but it's like, obviously, the virtual track. So I'm not sure.
I'm not filled with confidence. It feels like just a tweet went out. Like, everything's named wrong, dated wrong. They've given the drivers... How long to the first race? 2 weeks?
Yeah, but they maybe knew about this before.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
really
think they
seemed
did.
Like, no.
Like,
yeah.
To give them the benefit of the doubt.
They really seemed like
event it. Number two, April the 10th. Wow. What? That's what?
I know.
Is that Wednesday? That's Wednesday. Wow.
It's just a... I don't know what this is.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
They have got the teams sorted out.
The teams are already there. They're just not being paid or featured anywhere. Have you got the lineups?
Yeah, here we go. For Kick F1 Sim Racing team, we've got Ron Haar, Lee and Van Dyken. I think Van Dyken's a new driver, 20 years old. Tom Manley is an AlphaTauri Orlen. I appreciate the teams which have really gone heavy with the sponsorship. Haas Esports, no sponsorship. AlphaTauri Orlen. Sorry, what? Hang on, what? They're still called AlphaTauri.
Oh, yeah. RB.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
Yeah, perhaps they just didn't want to be Redborn RB because it's stupid.
Oh man.
Yeah, because essentially the name
sponsors?
Is Visa Cash App.
Visa Cash App, and they haven't even got that. Oh my, like.
It wouldn't fit on there, mate. If you wrote the word
yeah,
RB
well,
Visa.
Scuderia Ferrari Esports on there.
True. True. Yeah, I've got no faith in this. We'll see. I hope the best for the drivers. They deserve better. But
I didn't even realize Job was doing it. But Job's doing it. Red Bull Sim Racing. He's a busy man, eh? Very busy man.
Yeah.
Of course, finishing up Porsche GB at the moment, and the Pesca as well.
And he just come
probably
going to
win
ESOR one.
And yeah, was doing
like,
ESOR one last season.
What a beast.
So, yeah.
And we've just named three or four sims in that sentence.
And he's top three in all of them. Like, crazy.
Yeah, absolutely built different.
Yeah, he's finished runner-up twice in F1.
I'm not
Esports,
sure.
I think. I'm not entirely sure. But he's never won. Of course, he came runner-up as well last year in ESL 1. So he doesn't always win, but he's always top three.
We've had this talk as well, but who is the ultimate sim racer? Him or...
Benneke?
No. Oh. Sorry. I meant no. Said that kind of wonky. ESOR winner.
Hey, Rogers.
Thank you. Josh Rogers.
Oh, so maybe I'm thinking, hey, did Rogers finish runner-up in F1 Esports? I'm not sure.
Job or Rogers? Who's the ultimate sim racer?
Well, at the moment, it's Job. Yeah, but marginally. Last year, Rogers was better because he won ESL 1.
Yes.
Or one of the seasons of ESL 1. Whereas Job didn't win anything.
Yeah, so, they're the two greats, I think.
But yeah, they are the two.
By a big step, actually. I think they're of the 20, we could probably name at the top flight, them two.
Yeah.
Have a margin. Was it Rasmussen? I think
Freddy Rasmussen, yeah.
I think in his heyday, he could be on their toes, but then I do think there's a bit of a gap behind. And that's where Max Benneke would be. He is a great.
Sure, yeah, he's second tier. Yeah.
I didn't say that. Well, I suppose I implied it. So,
well, you're saying two guys are in the top tier.
Correct.
Imagine it's one of these tier lists. They're S tier, and then
everyone
else
thanks.
Is A.
I'm going to regret this conversation.
And then we're E.
We are much lower than E.
Come on.
We're not in the alphabet. We're in the secondary Latin alphabet and we're mid-tier in that. Oh, no, I mean, Kev looks up to those two. Like, I've spoke to Kev. You know, I've watched Kev watch them. Mm. I've watched Kev say things like, wow, when he's competing in the same event and he sees Job's queue time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Kev's a beast, a hard-working beast. But, you know, these guys are... I mean... If we're talking about that tier two list, they can get the lap. They can get the lap. Them two are the lap.
Sure.
They don't get the lap. They had the lap.
Sure. Yeah.
All they've got to do now is just sit for a little bit. I think that's the best description I can give.
Speaking of Job, we've got the final round. So obviously that's the sim racing news complete. We'll move now on to Apex Racing Team. I've got a whole lot to cover on Apex Racing Team. But we have got the final round of PESC coming up tomorrow. And of course, you can catch the Apex Racing Team stream on Twitch and and YouTube, actually.
Facebook.
We used to live stream on Facebook Live, actually.
For you over 50s who are really into sim racing. 60s. No, it's not even 50s. It's got to be over 60s now.
It's crazy, actually, how many people are on Facebook though, still. Awful app.
You know, it's
a pain to
use. Now past more dead people than alive.
Seriously.
More dead people accounts than living.
I don't believe you.
I
don't think that's a true stat. Who's saying that? Who's going on each account on Facebook and saying they're dead? There's no way. That's such a lie.
Oh, wait. That's, no, okay, hold on.
This is misinformation. Like, we're meant to be a reliable news source, and he's spouting out absolute rubbish that most Facebook users have done.
Right, sorry,
what's
the article
talking
said,
about?
The article said 2070, sorry.
Sorry, what?
Sorry, it said...
In 2070, most of them...
It was a calculation, yeah, that they're flying towards it, and I misread it.
So, they're flying towards it in 45 years?
Yeah, all right, I scan read and I apologise.
Honestly, and you're complaining about boomers on Facebook and these people on idiots on Facebook reading the first line of a news headline.
I didn't even read the first line.
And you not even being able to read the line of it and saying how most Facebook users are dead. It's only been around for 15 years.
Yeah, I may have misread it. Moving on.
In PESC, we have one round to go. It is hosted at Monza. These are the standings. Job is nearly there. He just needs a decent round and he will beat Pinto for, I think, will be his first PESC title, right? Pinto's won one. Job has won none. Caruso won it the season before. Yeah, I think it'll be Job's first. So I'm going to cough. I'm back. But it gets more interesting behind that because there's some serious prize money. The PESC prize money is very lucrative and Luke McCohen might be able to get the P3 spot, which would be awesome. He's currently on 277 points. Johan Hartt, another one of our drivers, 270. And then last season champion Jordan Caruso, 264. Cooper Webster, 262. Alejandro Sanchez, who's another one of our drivers, 258. And maybe you've got to consider Gustavo Ariel as well with 238. I mean, for Luke... if he has a bad round, he might go from 20k of prize money to 7k. There's a lot at stake.
There is. You can buy a lot of steak with that much money. You said lot of steak.
Yeah, I know. I know what I said.
Laugh, please, because it's been a difficult one for me, this. yeah, it's been great. And we also need to ask Luke who's right. McCohen or McEwen? You said McCohen, yeah?
Yeah.
I say McEwen. I don't.
Well, you're probably right. Whatever. What does he say?
I don't know.
I don't know. You don't.
I've been making it up for years, and you've made it up for years. So one day we have to ask him.
Yeah.
And he'll say something that neither of us are saying.
Maybe we should get him to introduce a stream one time. And
yes.
And then he has to say, "I'm."
He'll say Luke.
I'm Luke, and here is.
Yeah.
So really tight in that, and it's going to be some big points. And to be fair to. RaceBot, they usually do quite a good job of following the live points in the final round. So, yeah, they will be keeping an eye on that. In terms of getting top 15, that's to keep your license. I mean, to be fair, even if say Michael is probably going to lose out, Salvo unfortunately is going to lose out. It's been a disappointing season for Salvo. He's finished in the top 10 in the standings in the past. But those two are probably going to miss out. They've got 3.14 in 15th, and they've got Sippler in 16th. So if Michael has a really good round, he could get it. But he's going to have to pull off a Johan in order to get a top 15.
He is.
Looks like Lucas going to hold on, though, with 101. He'll need to score a few points, but Lucas should hold on in that 14th place. So best of luck for all those guys.
You know what we should quickly look at, because chat's asking as well, is a standings people actually care about. And that's the PESC All Stars one. The feature race. I think it should be called the feature race.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the feature race is always on before the...
Correct.
The main race, right?
Where the crowd pleasers. It's tight. But if we talk about this, last week I was 8th.
Yeah.
I was eighth, hoping for P5. Had a really good race last week. Pipped Emery on the last lap, last corner. She was battling Pablo Lopez into the last corner. They went side by side, and I absolutely lobbed it out wide, hoping for some traction. Got it. I had the overspeed, pushed Pablo, and I managed to just get my car ahead of Emery just before the line. And Christian Ortega had a terrible, considering how powerful he was in P4, absolutely stonker bad round. And that's put me and Daniel Gray in the 4 and 5 spot. So I'm 2 behind Daniel Gray, 9 clear of Christian Ortega, but there are a lot of points available and it is going to be raining next week. Let me scan down so you can see. But yeah, rain next week. So rain tomorrow, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, I was getting confused. I was like, have I got the dates wrong?
No, tomorrow it's going to be raining in a Porsche GT3 with a standing start. So, Daniel Gray is not on this week.
Ooh.
Saying
that Daniel Gray might not be racing this week.
How did you hear that? I spoke to him and definitely he was. He even told me, David, you're going to come into my stream and ask me what the time is. I was like, dude.
We're going to find out that he's had like a tragic accident and then you're going to be, you know, everyone's going to be pointing fingers at you saying,
I hope, I do hope
he really wanted that watch. I think it's a bit suspicious that maybe he didn't fall that up on that height by himself.
No, I think he's there. I want him to be there. He's been my closest challenger. Like he's race twos have been amazing. My race ones have been amazing. So we've sort of met in the middle. Yeah, it's been tough. No, I'm excited. Top 5 get the Porsche connected watch. So, but then again, I have to remember, I'm just super proud to be in this. But yes, I'm coming home.
Do you think you'll be invited back next year?
I hope so. If not, I've got the watch.
I don't know what you could do which would annoy them.
Have a podcast, right? No.
You get quite a collection of these watches, eh? You could probably carry around something.
Honestly, after a few rounds, when I saw, you know, all these big names and the variety of cars and how this reverse grid was working but wasn't favouring me at all. Because I was strong. Like, after two rounds, it was looking like I was the one guy behind the Pablos and Caseys. I was third or fourth every time. But that meant awful for race two. Because Casey and Pablo would get me into one. Now I'm actually last.
Sure.
And up front are, like, Daniel Gray, Dan Suzuki, scoring huge points. Now I'm sitting there thinking, am I doing this wrong? Should I be finishing 6th, 7th, 8th? No, like 8th, 9th, and then rocking up for a podium on the second race. But yeah, it's been a long series. And I do appreciate all the support. What have you found?
A little update when it comes to Apex Racing team. Marcus Solheim Marcus Solheim did a really good video summarising his Apex Racing team journey during Daytona 24. I recorded him finishing the race, but the battery was really low, and I'm not sure if I recorded it well. I don't think he used the footage. The one bit that I recorded, I think Marcus got rid of because I probably didn't do it very well. Oh, no. No, here we go. I filmed this. Yeah, I filmed this. That's me, yeah. I filmed that. That's my only camera. But no, it's a really good camera. It's a really good video.
Camera.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, no, what have I done? I'm showing you again. Come on. Here we go. Yeah, it's a really good video, so do check it out. Also, a couple of fun videos we posted on social media from Marcus and others guessing iRatings back when they came for the Daytona meetup, so do check out them. Apex Racing League. We have got Nick Horn in chat saying, charge it up next time. It wasn't my camera. It was Marcus's camera, and he gave me an almost dead camera. So it wasn't my fault, right?
Yeah. I was going to say we've got about 10,000 batteries in there.
Oh, that's not working today. That's fine.
What was you going to talk about? The Apex Racing League?
Apex Racing League sports cars. There are still sign-ups open. So if you are a GT4 or a TCR driver, go to apexracingleague.com in order to sign up. We have limited spots left in the GT4s. So you need to be quick if you're going to sign up in the GT4s. But TCRs, we have still got a fair few spots available. So I think at the moment, the field's looking at like about 35, no, yeah, more than 40 cars. Yeah, it's like 42 cars, I think, now is on the roster. So really recommend signing up. We've still got another 10 days till round one. That is Monday night's GT4 and TCR multiclass 1 hour races. And we've just got one clip from Apex Racing TV.
Frederick, who has been
this is the final lap of
get himself in to the, lead
the Radicals
race
official the series.
On the final lap of the race,
Caruso versus Fujic. And unfortunately, that happens.
And it ends in tears.
Why not use the other lane?
Sorry, not the Ioni. Caruso looked to dummy.
I'm not actually sure he wins this. I only saw the crash. Does Ioni get past?
Take it, just
oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. No, he's dropping back. It's too far. Frederick
wow.
Win it, now, let's play the lame game.
And the win of the race. Yeah, so look at this again.
He's all the way behind. Yeah, it's a car behind spot.
Yeah. On the, final lap of the, race. The blue car, like that angle's not forgiving enough to show because if we stare at that line, the blue car's now touching. And watch how far he is from it a second ago.
So he does move a bit.
No, go back before. I mean, he actually moves. He's yeah, so he's moving right, gets to there, then moves left. So I don't love it, actually.
But I don't think there was ever... I guess there's just about a car's width, isn't there?
It wasn't great. I'm not saying it wasn't the car behind's fault, but the car in front did himself no favours by moving three or four times.
Sure. Cosno Stewards is an official series. Awful, awful noise.
That slow-mo noise can never happen, please. Oh my god.
So, yeah.
Hey, Eric in chat.
Eric Rosseth saying, the soothing tones of Fitzpatrick and Samson. Perfect Friday. Good weekend, everyone. Happy weekend to you, Eric. That summarises it for me. We've almost kept it to under an hour this episode, which is impressive considering how much we've gone through.
No, we started early.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, it has just gone over an hour, hasn't it? Yep. We've shortened the episodes, though, as time has gone by. Remember, in the early days, it was like an hour and 25.
It's because we finish each other's...
sentences.
Thank you.
I'll show you... I'm not actually that thick. I'll show you... I'm going to show you a clip later on, Nick Helm.
Okay, good.
With a joke about that. Any more you wanted to say?
No, I mean, we covered every sim and Motorsport Games again, so it's been the late Apex podcast, that's for sure. Even got some iRacing Fanatec. I mean, we've talked about every company and every sim. It's exciting times. And one thing, if we go back to that comparison of all sims, because we were focusing on who was winning against who.
So many tabs. Here we go.
But the takeaway for me, everything, well, apart from that yellow line, at least the yellow line's an addition. So again, it's an addition. If we go from the left to the right, it's a permanent increase. So sim racing wins. Yeah, the yellow looks like it's going down. But if you put it into context, it wasn't there in 2019 or 2020, 21, 20. So it's another addition. So sim racing is winning.
What about... Are we able to get race theme on that as well?
We can. Do people play that?
No, I was just wondering if those numbers have come from other sims. I was just thinking, what are the other sims? Race room is one of them, at least on PC.
Right, I have it now, race room.
And of course, you've also got R Factor.
Okay, I'm just going to pump it without seeing it. Oh, thanks, Rob.
Just under a K. So that's similar levels to what the green line.
But they actually had a peak here and now they're looking at a slow reduction.
Yeah. I mean, it's fairly consistent, isn't it? I know you got that peak, but like apart from that, it's all fairly consistent, right?
Yeah.
And it's still up from what it was initially.
Yeah.
It's surprising how small those launches are, especially Race Room. Oh, the Race Room 2013, I didn't even realise Race Room was around that early. Like, I thought it launched in like 2017, but
yeah,
clearly
I'm thick.
Aware. But maybe that was like an early access thing.
Maybe, yeah.
But yeah, I'm surprised Race Room didn't have higher numbers than that in the early years, considering I think you can play it for free. Anyway, I think that is all we will talk about. Next week, we will discuss all the new news, maybe some more details about F1 sim racing. Of course, the ends of PESC, and maybe David will have a nice watch on, perhaps. So, yeah.
I'm going to do that all podcast.
When do you think you'll get your watch?
As soon as I get P4 tomorrow.
Yeah? Yep. Do you think you'll finish and then there'll be... Duh, duh, duh.
Better be. Porsche have helicopters, don't they? No.
I mean, give him the watch already, guys. You know, he's going to get P5.
Thank you, Lewis, in chat. Good luck, mate. Thank you, AMS. Thank you, everyone, for the kind words. Any ESOR1 news? No.
Nope. So, yeah, disappointing about that. But I'm sure there'll be plenty of other news coming up next week. Do tune in for the late Apex. Thank you for watching, and we will see you back next week.
See you. Ciao. Then.